Blog Talk Radio.
Super fly. This is 80s Wrestling Radio, the 80s wrestling podcast that is live, where not only do we walk down memory lane, but we style and we profile as we revisit some of the moments that shaped your childhood. And tonight, we grab our headphones as we jump into the Wrestling Wayback Machine to relive the greatest theme songs of all times, the theme songs from the 1980s, the golden era of professional wrestling. And these theme songs were much more than just a wrestler's introduction to the ring or during a celebratory pose down after a grueling match. These were the songs that made the hair on your arm stand up, the blood pump through your veins. These are the songs that you hum to yourself as you walk down the hallways of your high school. To a wrestling fan in the 80s, these theme songs were the soundtrack to your childhood. I'm Jumpin' Jay Morozik alongside my main man, Tommy Fierro, as we get set to revisit the soundtracks to our childhood. Tommy, how are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty psyched after that introduction, man. That's good. That's good stuff. Hey, you're talking about humming the beats as walking down the hallway in high school. Man, I was humming those beats all day at work today, thinking about tonight's episode of 80s Wrestling Radio. Man, what a good topic we have tonight. Our favorite theme songs of the 1980s. Man, I mean, there's just so many of them. It's so hard to narrow down like 5 or 10. I know we were talking earlier in the afternoon and said we'd come up with a list of our personal favorites, like 5 or 10 of them. It was hard to do, man. I was trying to do it as we were sitting down about an hour or so before the show, and I'm writing them down. I'm like, damn, I can't limit it to just 10. I did because I had to, but, I mean, there's so many iconic songs and beats and themes from the 1980s, and we want to hear yours tonight, too, guys. Give us a call. The call number is area code 323-927-2953. Again, that's 323-927-2953. We're talking 80s wrestling theme songs. And, Jay, we should jump right into it, man. Did you come up with a list of 10? I did. I tried my hardest to limit it to 10, but there were some others I wanted on there. But I did compile a list of 10.
Tommy, I'm in the exact same boat as you are, brother. I went through, I started listing the songs in my head, jumped onto YouTube, started relisting them, and there's not a bad theme song from the 1980s. And so my list was much more than 10. I whittled it down, I narrowed it down, I jumbled them around. I have my top 10, at least it's my top 10 right now. It's definitely probably going to change as the night goes on because this is a hot topic. People love theme songs from the 80s because they stuck with you. They brought out emotion. They were part of your favorite wrestler. And I know it's going to be a hot topic because the lines are already lighting up. Tommy, we got a call on line one right now. We're going to answer it live on the air. Hello, welcome to 80s Wrestling Radio. You are live on the air. Who is this? Caller, hello, are you there? Nothing but dead air. That call must have been dropped. But Tommy, I do have my top 10. I don't know if we want to jump right into it or how you want to do it. If we want to start at 10 and work our way down to 1. Tell me what you're thinking, Tommy.
Yeah, man, I think we should do that. Let's do 10 on down 9876 that way. I'll start with my number 10. My number 10 80s wrestling theme song was Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig's theme song.
A perfect 10 for Tommy, starting off hot with Mr. Perfect at the 10 spot. I tell you what, Tommy, we're not too far off because Perfect came in my number 9 spot. So I got to ask you, what is it about the perfect theme that made you put it on your top 10?
Just the beat, just the way he walked out to it, just the way, I mean, that beat just was perfect for his character, man. Like, the way he walked out, the way he threw the towel, the way he, you know, the way he spit the bubble gum out. I mean, what an iconic theme song, the perfect beat. I know it's weird to say because the song didn't have one lyric in it, but didn't need it. I mean, the way he just walked out to it and how cocky he was towards it. I don't know, man. I just thought it was a perfect theme song and a perfect beat for him. And that definitely makes my top 10. And Lisa, that was your number 9. So I'm curious to hear what your number 10 was.
Well, like I said, it was tough to rank these things. And as the day went on, I would jumble them around. And Mr. Perfect, I love that theme. So it was definitely in my 10. It claimed the number 9 spot. And here's the one that claimed my number 10 spot. Shoes himself, the Honky Tonk Man, came in on my number 10. I loved the Elvis impersonator gimmick. I thought the song fit that character to a T. I love the fact that he was singing the lyrics himself. I think that's just a classic theme song from the 80s. Did he make your list, Tommy? Tommy's busy singing that song somewhere. The Honky Tonk Man theme is running through his brain, making the hairs on his arms stand up. So, as we wait for Tommy to weigh in on the Honky Tonk Man theme, I'm going to give out the call-in number one more time. The call-in number here is area code 323-927-2953. We're 80s Wrestling Radio, and we are talking about the greatest theme songs from the 1980s, the golden era of wrestling. Claiming Tommy's number 10 spot was the perfect theme for Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect's theme song. My top 10 spot, number 10, goes to the Honky Tonk Man. We'd love to hear who's ranking on your list. So again, the call-in number is 323-927-2953.
We're two for two right now as far as names on the list go for the top 10, and I'm really curious to see how many other ones we have and what we're thinking, because so far we're on the same page with those theme songs in our top 10s.
That's fantastic, man. Great minds think alike.
Oh yeah, let me see. So I know your number 10 was Honky Tonk Man, your number 9 was Mr. Perfect. So I told you that my number 10 was Perfect, and my number 7 was Honky Tonk Man. So just keep I actually have a sheet in front of me on my desk here. I'm doing a running tab. So I'm going to tell you my number 9 now. My number 9 was Jake the Snake Roberts.
If that theme song right there doesn't put chills down your neck, then you're not a wrestling fan. That theme song sets the tone for the man that was carrying Damian to the ring for sure. And it made my top 10. You know it did. It came in at number 8 on my list, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Wow.
And Tommy, I know you're a big fan of that song because you mentioned it on this podcast before that you like that song. Describe to me how well you feel that song, those opening chords, fit with the character of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ooh, man, just absolutely, like you said, it gives you chills, that song, and the way he came out, and the way he was so great at, just like the way he looked into a camera, the way he moved his hair, or the way he took the bag and threw it over his shoulder. It was like the teeny, teeny, teeny little things that he did that was so good, or like when he cut a promo, like how he would whisper or talk very slow. And I've heard interviews he did in the past saying, you know, he'd make you come up to the TV and, you know, listen to what he was saying. Like, he was just so methodical and so good in that. And that song, man, he just, I don't know if it was the song that made him or it was him that made that song, because he just freaking phenomenal. And just like the way he his mannerisms to that song, you know, it's like the little teeny things he would do to that song when he came out. But man, that's awesome. Like we've named three guys so far, and both guys have been in our, both of our top tens. And as God is my witness, me and you did not talk about this off the air. We came on with both our top 10 lists. We didn't talk about this prior to the show going live. So we're three so far, not in the same order, but 3 for 3 is guys in our top 10.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. And the way
what
you describe.
I'm sorry, again. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on Jake and that song as well. But I'm sorry, let me hear what you have to say first.
I was going to say, man, the way you described Jake the Snake Roberts, methodical, is the exact reason I love that theme for him. Because some themes start with just that loud beating bass line, that electric guitar. It's loud. It's in your face. Not Jake's theme. Jake's theme matches his character. It starts out slow. It's a rumble. You feel it in your bones. It fits him perfectly. And that's why I think theme songs in the 80s in general connected with fans, because the music matched the character and the character matched the music. That song would not have worked as well for anybody else on the roster, but it fit Jake the Snake to a T. Tommy, the phone lines are lighting up. We got a call on line one. We're going to go live right now. Hello, welcome to 80s Wrestling Radio. You're live on the air with Jay and Tommy. Caller, who is this?
Hey, guys. This is Jamie from Cleveland.
Jamie from Cleveland, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, Jamie.
Doing great. Doing well, thanks. When you brought up Jake the Snake's theme song, I think back to the Hogan training montage that they had. I think it was on the main event when they, I think, introduced that song. If I'm correct, am I?
I believe you are actually. Was it an old Saturday Night's main event?
It was. I think where it was the main event as he was preparing for the Andre main event back in February of '88, I believe.
You know what? I'm not 100%. Jay, do you recall that or not? I know it sounds familiar, but I'm not 100. I don't want to say yes or no. I'm not 100% sure on that.
I don't recall, so I got to bow down to Jamie on this one.
But I wanted to give you my number one song, and I'm not sure if it made your list or not, but I've always liked Eye in the Sky by the Alan Parsons Project when Ricky the Dragon Steamboat came out to that song. And especially the way Vince would sell his introduction when he would come out to the ring to that song. The way the introduction hit and how he was announced. And you could just see, like, the crowd just erupt whenever he came out to that song. So that, to me, is my number one theme song of the 80s.
Wow, very interesting. I wasn't thinking that we'd get the Collins with that being the number one theme song, Jay.
You know, it did not make my list, but Jamie, I love that you put it at number one, and I love the reasons you stated it. You like the way it made you feel. You love the way the announcer sold it. It made an impact on you. And so, yes, that is a great wrestling theme song. Jamie, thank you so much for bringing it up here on 80s Wrestling Radio.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, Jamie, man. Have a great one, man.
Yeah, that one did not make my top 10 list. Tommy, I don't know if it falls on yours. Don't tell me right now, because we're going to keep going down and we'll see if we come across it. But a great call in from Jamie shouting out Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's theme song. I believe in this round robin turn of theme songs, it's my turn to reveal one, Tommy, and I'm going to give you my number seven spot. My number seven spot, a tremendous theme song. And just a fun fact here, not the first time that this theme song will be heard on 80s wrestling radio. But here it is, Jay's number 7 top theme of all time, 80s wrestling. As I go through my list here, Tommy, I think I'm discovering I'm a mark for people that have their own voices in their theme song. That's the reason I like the Honky Tonk Man, and I love the laugh that Ted DiBiase gives us here on the Million Dollar Theme. If I'm a betting man when it comes to the Money Man, I'm going to bet that he made your top 10 list as well, Tommy. Am I right?
We're 4 for 4.
Look at us! He came in. Yes!
He came in at number 8 for me. So check this out, man. This is really, 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 really interesting. We've done so far 10, 9, 8, and 7. And we have the same 4 guys in those 4 spots. They're flipped, but we have the same 4 guys in those 4 spots for 10, 9, 8, and 7. So you know what that means, right? It means that me and you are huge 80s WWE fans, WWF fans. There's the same 4 guys in the 4 spots, different slots, but same 4 positions, man. That's crazy.
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I have a feeling when we get closer to the top spots, we're going to be gelling pretty good as well. But I think my number 6 might throw you for a loop. I don't know if he made your list, and I put him right in the middle of mine. But I'm going to give out the call-in number one more time, Tommy, and then we're going to take it to your list for the next one on your list there. The call-in number here is 323-927-2953. We are talking about the greatest theme songs of the greatest era in professional wrestling, the 1980s. Tommy and I have revealed 4 of our top 10. We heard from Jamie with his top 1. And we want to hear from you. What songs make you jump out of your chair when you hear them to this day? What songs make your blood pump harder than anything else? What songs get you ready to climb between the ropes? Give us a call, 323-927-2953. Tommy, let's go to your top 10 list. What do you got next for us, brother?
All right, well, the last guy we just said, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, I guess it'd be a nice tie-in now to say that he'll actually be at 80s Wrestling Con 2 on Saturday, October the 26th in Freehold, New Jersey at iPlay America. We'll talk more about 80s Wrestling Con later in the episode, but just really wanted to say real quickly that he will be there along with my next number 6, that made my top 10 list. That will also be 80s Wrestling Con 2 on Saturday, October 26th in Freehold, New Jersey, at iPlay America. Always loved this song. Always, always, always was a big fan of it. Here comes the Axe, and here comes the Smasher, the Demolition.
That is one of the all-time songs, man. You know what? Demolition is, of course, on my list. It came in on my list at the number 5 spot, right there in the middle. But, man, this song, Tommy, this song, I don't know, man. This might be the greatest tag team theme of all time. Just that beat. Just that rocking guitar beat. As soon as they come through the curtain, and then the lyrics of this song, man, woo, does it get any better than that? Tommy, tell me, why did this song make your list?
For the reason you just said, man, it goes right through that song. When that music hit, man, like you knew like these two badasses were going to come out and they were going to kick ass. Just the way they looked with the, you know, the spikes and the face paint and just the way they walked and, you know, I always despised when people called them a Road Warriors ripoff, because they weren't at all. They were the WWF's version of that type of badass tag team. And, you know, if you put up polls, and I've done it in the past on our Twitter page and other social media pages as well, it's really, really, really almost down the middle as far as popularity for Demolition and the Road Warriors. And sometimes, believe it or not, Demolition actually comes up on top of the Road Warriors. So I don't think whatsoever that they were a ripoff of the Road Warriors. I think that they definitely cemented their legacy in the wrestling business, doing their own characters. And we said this on the show in the past as well. It's just absolutely mind-boggling that those guys aren't in the WWE Hall of Fame. And I'm really, really, really excited to have them at 80s Wrestling Con 2 coming up in October, man. I'm really excited to have them. And it's the first time I ever had those guys together. I had Axe one time, my first convention ever when I was younger, but this is the first time I had Demolition, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That is a tremendous get for 80s Wrestling Con 2. Axe and Smash, Demolition, you can meet them live. They were my favorite tag team growing up. You and I have talked about how we were both WWF kids, so I knew Demolition before I knew of Legion of Doom. And so Demolition were my guys. In fact, my first two Hasbro wrestling figures were Axe and Smash. I still remember buying them at the store and bringing them home. They were my first two Axe and Smash. I love those guys. I love the gimmick. I love the presentation. And the theme song was part of that presentation. When that music hit, you knew butts were going to be kicked, because Demolition didn't mess around. They came to destroy. Tommy, we never talked about this on air or off air, but I know that you're a wrestling fan. You probably have lots of merchandise. Did you ever get into the Hasbro action figures as a young man?
Oh, yeah, man. Are you kidding me? I don't have them anymore. I really, really, really wish I did. I had them all back in the day. Like, we all did, and we all opened them up and played with them like idiots. You know, I wish I had them all on the card. Even sometimes I'm so fascinated by those old LJNs and old Hasbros. Like, sometimes I just go on eBay and just like look around on there. Like, I'm not going to buy them because they're like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but I like to just even look at them and just like remember like having them and what an idiot I was for opening them up and beating them up. And at one point, a couple years back, maybe I want to take my head and hit it up against the wall. Maybe like 5 years ago, I had five. Remember the stretch? Not to change the subject from the theme songs, but remember the old stretchy WWE figures?
Absolutely.
I had six of them, brand new in the box, not opened. And I forgot who they were: Savage, Hogan, JYD, Steamboat, maybe George Animal Steel. I had like six of them, brand new. And maybe it was like 5 years ago, we had a big yard sale. We were moving. I don't know if they call it yard sale, not my year, but a garage sale, whatever. We were moving, so we just got rid of a bunch of stuff. And I had them, and I such an idiot. I sold them for $100 each. So, I mean, at the time, you're moving, you know, and it's always handy to have extra money. I mean, it's just $600 at the time. It was great. But now looking back on it 5 years later, and I don't have those figures anymore, and I want to absolutely take my head and put it through a door. And but, yeah, man, I jumped off topic for a second there, but, yeah, I used to love those Hasbros as well. I wish I had them still new in the packages as well, man. They're really, really cool.
What a depressing story, Tommy. I want to bang my head against the wall. I wish you had those still too. But like you said, when you're moving, you need the bucks. And $100 a pop's not a bad price. You at least made a good turnaround on them. But yeah, man, it'd be cool to have them things displayed on a shelf somewhere in the house for sure. We could do a whole show on wrestling collectibles, man. Absolutely.
I think that's got to be a future episode, definitely. I was going to say real quickly, I actually bought those stretchy figures at one of my old conventions that I ran, I, at the end of the day, the guy was packing up shop, one of the vendors, and he had them. And then I bought them for $35 each, which I knew was an absolute steal.
Oh, my
God. I love you're just trying to get. Yeah, so I mean, I made, you know, I sold them for 100 each. I made $65 each on them, but still, I mean, I would take that back in a second to have those back. And also, man, I had, I know it's off topic again, but I had a bunch of the, maybe 12, 13 years ago, I had like 15 to 20 LJNs new on the card. And I sold those like an idiot as well. I actually did pretty good on those. I made like, I put them on eBay. I think I made like close to $2,000 on them. But still, they're worth so much more money now than they were back then that I really wish I had those as well. But yeah, man, I think that's a great future episode of 80s Wrestling Radio. We could talk about all the different 80s wrestling memorabilia, whether it be LJNs or, I mean, Hasbro's was early 90s, but still in that time frame. Like the posters, the magazines, the programs. I mean, the Mind Doll, Matilda Doll. I mean, you can go on and on, all the different shirts and posters. Oh, yeah, that's a definite feature episode.
This is what I was saying when I said we don't just walk down memory lane, man. We style and reprofile because you get a wrestling fan talking about his childhood, and there's all these rabbit trails, man. We could talk about action figures, T-shirts, posters. The list goes on and on. But we're here to talk about the greatest theme songs of all time. So I'm going to reveal to you, Tommy, my number 6. And this is the one where we might differ. I don't know if this one made your list, but for some reason, it struck such a chord with me as a young man. I still know the words to it. And yes, I still do sing it from time to time. So here is Jay's number 6 top theme song from 80s wrestling. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, you better read the signs, respect the law and order, you'll serve hard times. You'll be serving hard times. And in full disclosure, Tommy, I'm not 100% sure that that was his theme song in the 80s. That might have been his 90s theme song. But that's just a theme song that I love. And so I don't know if it made your list, but I love the Boss Man's theme song about Cobb County, Georgia. Tommy, what's your take on the Big Man in Blue?
I love the song. I love the character. It didn't make my top 10, but I have it written down on the list here of about 15. He was definitely on it. I was debating whether to put him in that number 10 spot for a little bit there. I didn't, but I love the song. I can sing every word of it to you right now. Yeah, man, it's just so funny. I say this all the time too. Like these guys, they're such larger than life characters, and these songs helped make them be these larger than life characters. I mean, I'm sorry, but 15 years from now, or 20 years from now, or man, even 5 years from now, we're not going to be singing word for word the theme songs of the guys that are on television today. You know, it's not going to happen. I mean, here we are 20, 25 years later, 30 years later, and we know word for word every lyric of these guys' songs, man. I mean, this goes to show you how iconic and how larger than life these characters were. And theme songs and music back then played such a major role in the performer's character. It's just mind-boggling how big of a role that 30 seconds played in making that character. Absolutely. Absolutely one of the best songs ever. I didn't make my top 10, but I loved it.
I'll tell you what, Tommy. It songs, you nailed it on the head. Songs from that era stick with you. Songs from today, I mean, I guess we'll have to play the wait and see game to see if people 25 years from now remember the songs the way we remember the songs we grew up with. But just to give you an idea of how much these songs are ingrained in a wrestling fan, I'm from Minnesota, way up north. Last summer, we drove from Minnesota to Florida. And once you know it, we drove right through Cobb County, Georgia. And you better believe I was excited to see that sign on the side of the highway saying, now entering Cobb County, and you can bet your bottom dollar. I rolled the window down and sang the Boss Man theme song as I drove my family through Cobb County, Georgia. And yes, you don't even have to ask. I obeyed the law and order, man. I did. I did not serve hard time when I was driving through Georgia. But the Boss Man claims my number six spot. Tommy, I believe we're back to you, sir. What spot are we looking at on your list right now?
Well, we've each did 10 to 5 right now, correct?
That is correct.
Your 10, let me just kind of, anyone that's tuning in as the show's going on, we're counting down from 10 to 1. We were 5 for 5 until the Boss Man, his Jumpin' Jays number 10 spot was Honky Tonk Man, number 9 was Mr. Perfect. Number 8 was Jake the Snake Roberts. Number 7 was the Million Dollar Man, Teddy DiBiase. Number 6 was the Big Boss Man. And number 5 was Demolition for myself. Number 10 was Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. 9 was Jake the Snake Roberts. 8, the Million Dollar Man, Teddy DiBiase. Number 7, the Honky Tonk Man. Number 6, Demolition. And it's my turn to give my number 5, since you were one up on me with Demolition. And my number 5 is Ravishing Rick Rude. Did it make yours, Jay? Hello?
Sorry, I cut out there for a second, Tommy. I was just taking my robot over here on this end of the microphone.
I was about to say, I had a feeling that you're standing in front of your mirror with your hands behind your, because you didn't answer me when I said, was it in yours? And like, I had a feeling your hands were behind your head and you're like just grinding up against your mirror as that song was playing.
Listen, there's a reason we don't Skype this show. There's a reason we're on the radio and not on the television. What we do behind the mic is our own business. But Tommy, you're absolutely right. That is a fantastic theme. And that is the one that I bumped in order to find a home for the Boss Man. And so if I had an 11, it'd be my 11. And like I said, this list, man, as I was going through it, you're changing it, you're adding, you're taking away. It's impossible to get the perfect list. But yeah, the Ravishing Rick Rude song fit that character so well, so well. And you just participated in a show dedicated to the Ravishing Rick Rude. So Tommy, tell me, what about this theme captured your love for it?
I hate to keep giving the same answer for every one, but I just, it fit his character perfectly. Again, it's weird because there was not one lyric in the song, but the beat and the way he walked to it and the way he sold every beat to it by, you know, shaking his hips back and forth to certain parts of the song and how he milked taking his robe off to certain parts of the song. Like, he really, really, really knew how to milk every single beat that song to his benefit. And he played that song. He played that song into his character so fantastically. And it's just weird. Like I said, it's just a beat. But that beat made his character, just like that beat made Jake the Snake Roberts' character, and that beat made Mr. Perfect's character. Like, theme songs were so crucial back then. And right there just goes to show you how crucial. Not one word needed to be said. But he was such a great performer that he knew how to work his body, work his body language to every single beat of that song.
It's another one of those songs that as soon as you heard it, the crowd would react. Whether you loved Ravishing Rick Rude or you hated Ravishing Rick Rude, as soon as you heard that song, you had a reaction. One way or the other, you had a reaction. And like you said, the way he moved fit the beats of that song. You know, we could probably have a history lesson of who was doing the WWF theme songs at that time and how they came up with them and how they matched them to the character. But once the songs were written, the character had to come through the curtain to that music and had to make it work. And Rick Rude is a prime example of somebody who made that music work, took it to the next level. It was an iconic matching between music and wrestler for Ravishing Rick Rude. That is a fantastic pick, Tommy.
Oh yeah. Hey man, I'm really curious. We've done six picks so far in the top 10. We're five out of six with the same ideas. The only ones escaping mine was the Boss Man. The only one escaping yours was Rude. I think we did a flip flop on that one. I'm really curious to see, just because it looks to me like we're really thinking alike here. I'm really, really curious to see if our top four guys, and it doesn't have to be in the same order, but I'm really curious to see if we have the same four guys. If we do, man, we really, really think alike. Because that would be 9 out of 10 without, you know, talking to each other about this prior to going on the air. I guarantee you, at least just knowing how you're thinking here, I would say, I don't know, man. I would say at least two or three of them's got to be there. I'd be impressed if all four are there.
I don't think all four are going to be there. I think if I'm being honest, I think we'll get three of them to match. I don't think we'll get the fourth, because my next one I don't think made your list, but you could surprise me. But I think my number four is going to be different than yours. And then I think our top three might be the same, just in different orders, if I had to guess.
Well, you got me curious. I want to hear your number four is.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to play my number four, or a few seconds of it, and then I'll explain why it made my list and why it ranked so high on my top 10 list of favorite themes. Here we go. My number four pick. Now, that is the theme song to the Hart Foundation. And I know I'm already on record moments ago saying that the Demolition song might have been the best tag team theme song of all time. And I'm not taking that back by placing the Hart Foundation theme ahead of it on my top 10 list. The reason I have the Hart Foundation theme song rated so high is I wrote it as Hart Foundation / Bret Hart. Because when Bret Hart went on his singles run, it was the same basic song. It was tweaked a little bit. But I think when Bret Hart had it as a singles competitor, it was such an amazing theme song for that character of the Hitman. I love the Hitman in the 90s. And because this is an 80s show, I included the Hart Foundation's theme song. But I wanted to make sure that it's noted that I think it ranks so high because of the impact it had for the excellence of execution. But I'm including it on my list today. Tommy, I don't think it made your list. You can confirm or deny that, but I'd love to get your take on the Hart Foundation theme for the tag team, and then when it was revamped for Bret Hart, what did you think of that?
You're right. It didn't make my list only because I look at that more. I know it was the Hart Foundation song once they went babyface, but I'm like you. Like, I think of more of Bret Hart when I hear that song. I love it. By the way, I love that. I love that theme song. That's another song that's iconic, that beat and that theme. If it was 90s, it would be on the top of my list. So I'm thinking that song for Bret. But yeah, it was the Hart Foundation song. But I don't believe they started using that song until maybe 80. Was it 89 they started using the song? Did you know if they used it in 88 or no?
It was very late 80s. Like you said, it was the face turn, and it was not long before Bret Hart went on his singles run.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't include it in mine, but it's got to be one of the most iconic beats and themes of all time, and Brett did a phenomenal job. Again, I keep saying the same thing, like knowing how to play up to the beats of the song. Like he came out and how he threw his hands out and shaked his hands at certain parts of the song. I mean, like with his glasses and the wet hair, like it was just perfect. It was perfect, man. I definitely don't blame you for putting that in your top 10. And I kind of feel silly now that I didn't, because it should be. My number four is, I'm assuming that it's in your, one of your three spots. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. But my number four goes to The Ultimate Warrior.
You talk about a theme song matching a wrestler and his entrance. You found it, man. The Ultimate Warrior theme was a perfect theme song for that character, and it did make my list. I ranked it very high. It came in my number two spot, because when you think of the Ultimate Warrior, you think about the face paint, you think about the arm tassels, and you think about that theme song. Tommy, I know, way back in the day, you turned your back on Hulk Hogan and you cheered for the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania. And I got to believe you marked out when you heard that theme song played at the end of that match. But just for the sake of today's conversation, talk to me about your feelings about the Ultimate Warrior theme song.
I love how you always throw it in my face that I turn on Hulk Hogan. Every episode, you have to let the fans know that I turned my back on Hogan at WrestleMania 6 and went with the Warrior. Yeah, man. I mean, you said it perfectly. He played that character perfectly with that song. Like, again, I keep saying the same thing. It seems like for every guy, but that's how great these theme songs were, and that's how great these characters were, to be able to incorporate these theme songs into their character. I mean, that beat was perfect for him running out like an absolute lunatic and shaking the ropes and the face paint and the tassels on the arms, and just like, you know, it was perfect. That theme, that beat was perfect for his character. A little trivia for you, I don't know if you know this. The first time that theme song ever played at a WWF event, it was not for the Ultimate Warrior. It was for the Rockers. They came out to that song originally. I think it might have been only once or twice, but they came out to it before Ultimate Warrior did. Did you know that?
You know what? I did not know that, but I will tell you this. As I was looking through the YouTube theme songs, I played the Rockers theme song, and the top comment, I kid you not, the top comment on the YouTube page was, this sounds very similar to the Ultimate Warrior's theme. And it wasn't the Ultimate Warrior's theme, but it did sound similar. So it's interesting that they originally had the Ultimate Warrior's theme and then went with something else that sounded similar in certain aspects. So let me ask you this. Do you know why the Rockers did not continue with that theme?
I don't, but I think that they got it right by giving it to Warrior, not them. I mean, even their beat was catchy for their characters. You know, these young, you know, good-looking guys coming out, rocking and rolling, you know. But, I mean, let me ask you a question. If you take away that song from Ultimate Warrior, do you think that hurts his character? Because I absolutely 5,000,000,000% think it does. He wouldn't be the Ultimate Warrior he was if it wasn't for that theme song.
Here, I agree with you, and here's what I'm going to point to. Wrestling theme songs, you know, they announce the wrestler, the music hits. At SummerSlam 88, when Honky Tonk Man didn't know who his opponent was, they didn't announce it. Just the first opening beats of that song played and the crowd lost their minds. That's how powerful that song was to the character of the Ultimate Warrior. As soon as those opening beats drop, the place exploded. And then he runs down the aisle. He shakes the ropes. Yeah, I don't know what other – I mean, you can't play the what-if game, but what if he had a different theme song? Would it have been different? It's hard to say for sure, but looking back, I'm sure glad he didn't have a different theme song. I'm sure glad that is the product that we got to experience as a kid.
Well, if you would have came out to Tiny Kangaroo Down Sport, Tiny Kangaroo Down, something tells me he would have been the icon that he turned out to be. But yeah, that just goes to show the power of a theme song to a wrestler's character. That song, if you ask anybody, you take that song away from him, would he have been the iconic Ultimate Warrior? I don't think so. I think that song really, really, really captivated an entire nation to get behind him. I really, really do.
You know what's interesting is every once in a while, WWE will have their current wrestlers sit down and talk about certain wrestlers from the 80s and 90s. And whenever they bring up anything about the Ultimate Warrior, the current day superstars will do the theme song. That's part of what they remember about him. That's part of the package that they were attracted to. And so anytime anybody brings up the Ultimate Warrior, they'll start doing the opening riff to that song because it is ingrained in you if you are a wrestling fan. That song is iconic, no doubt about it. That is a great pick. You had it at your number three spot. I had it at my number two spot. Amazing theme song, Tommy.
Actually, that was my number four spot.
That was your number four spot. I stand corrected.
Yeah, you're
my number
two. You're one up. You're one up on me right now. You have two picks left. You have your one spot and your three spot.
Correct.
I have my one, two, and three spot left. I guess I'll go next since you're one up on me right now. Just to go over the lineup again, anyone just tuning in, I know a lot of people tune in later into the episode. We're doing the Tommy and Jay's top 10 80s wrestling theme songs. Jay's number 10 was the Honky Tonk Man. His number 9 was Mr. Perfect. 8 was Jake the Snake Roberts. 7 was the Million Dollar Man. 6 was the Big Boss Man. 5 was Demolition. 4 was Bret the Hitman Hart. And his number 2 was the Ultimate Warrior. He has number 1 and 3 left. My number 10 was Mr. Perfect. 9 was Jake Roberts. 8 was the Million Dollar Man. 7, Honky Tonk Man. 6, Demolition. 5, Ravishing Rick Rude. 4, Ultimate Warrior. I have 1, 2, and 3 left. I'm going to go with my number 3 right now. This song always, always gave me goosebumps when I heard the first opening line to a chorus of it. I don't know if it's in your number one or your number three spot. It might have been switched out for Bret Hart, but my number three was Hot Rod, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
The Big Pipes, and you're right, Tommy. It unfortunately didn't make my list. That's probably where I slid Bret Hart in from the early 90s there. But yeah, the Piper theme, man. Again, fitting a character. Could not do a better job. Those Big Pipes and Rowdy Roddy Piper. One of the greatest heels of all time. One of the greatest performers of all time. And yes, one of the greatest themes of all time. Tommy, we have a reoccurring message here that theme songs match characters and nobody does it better than 80s wrestling. And I'm gonna throw it to you now to see what you like about Piper's theme song. And it's okay if you give the same response, because listen, there's a reason we fell in love with 80s wrestling. There's a reason we still love it today. And there's a reason why these theme songs are near and dear to our heart. Tommy, talk to me about the Hot Rods theme.
Same thing, man. I just keep beating a dead horse here. It's the same thing. Just fit his character, the way he walked to it, the way he, you know, he reacted to it, the way he came out playing the bagpipes from time to time. I mean, it was just a perfect theme for him. I know that he said he was one of the best heels. He was one of the best baby faces too. He was just unbelievable, man. He's so sadly missed. He was one of my all-time favorites. So he's got to be, I know, one of your all-time favorites and probably one of the all-time favorites of everyone in the wrestling world that follows it. Yeah, man. I mean, that again, that the song, the theme made the character and just how he reacted to every beat of the song. So we have two spots left. We both have the number one spot remaining, and then you have the number three, I have the number two. If I was a betting man, Jay, I'm going to think that we have the same two left. I know one of them is definite. I don't know about the other one. I will go on a limb here if it is and say Ric Flair is not in my number one or two spot. If he's in yours, then that's where we got wrong. I know it's one of the most iconic themes of all time, but I'm a WWF guy like you are, and you know, by the time you got to WWF, it was the early 90s, so I went WWF route just because I'm a WWF guy. So, I mean, if he's your number one or number three, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's one of the most iconic themes of all time, but he wasn't in my top 10. So, was he in yours?
No, he didn't. I'm just like you. I'm a through and through WWF kid. And so all of my top 10 came from the World Wrestling Federation. But I agree. The songs that were happening outside of the World Wrestling Federation, like Ric Flair, like the stuff that was happening down south, yes, tremendous themes and definitely have a place in wrestling history. And you could do a whole nother podcast about the cool theme songs that came from other areas in the country rather than just the WWF. But I'm WWF through and through like yourself, man. And so my top 10 are all World Wrestling Federation picks. And I would be shocked if our top two, or the two that we have remaining, I should say, aren't the same two songs. I would be shocked if they're not. But I've been shocked before. I might be shocked again. I don't know whose turn it is, Tommy. I've got my three pick left and my one spot, and I believe you have your two and one spot left. Is that correct?
Correct, and I'm pretty sure they're both. I'd be shocked, too. If I was a betting man, I'd lay $1,000 on the fact that we have the same two left. Now, if you go play Don't Go Messing With a Country Boy, I'm going to be really, really shocked. I would say with some honorable mentions, that was a great one.
Yes, and I will tell you this: heading into tonight's show, as you can hear, I have a bunch of theme songs preloaded, ready to play, and I did preload about 15 of them because I was confident we'd be in the same ballpark with all of our picks. But I loaded up some extras because I wasn't sure where you'd land. But when we're down to the last two here, I'm pretty confident that I have them on my playlist. Set and queued up and ready to go. So without further ado, Tommy, why don't you hit me with your number two spot?
Oh, yeah.
And there it is, the Macho Man theme. You knew it, man. I have it at number three. You had it at number two. What an amazing theme song for that character.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, break it down for
yeah.
me, man, because it worked for him as a heel. It worked for him as a face. It just plain worked. Break it down for us, Tommy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Randy Savage coming out to that song took away the heat from every graduation from every school since 1988. that song means nothing no more for graduations. Anytime I hear that song, I think of the Macho Man. And I've been at graduations where I heard that song, and all I want to say inside is, oh, yeah. You know, like, man, that beat is iconic. I do not think of a graduation when I hear that beat. I think of Macho Man Randy Savage. And again, he's saying the same thing over and over, the perfect theme. For the character, the way he came out to it, the way he walked to it, the way he put up his hand and took his finger and curled it in the air to certain parts of the song. And then it was just the way he walked with Miss Elizabeth. I mean, I mean, who could ever forget the time when he won the world title at WrestleMania 4 and he has Elizabeth up on his shoulder with that song playing? I mean, man, that just sticks in your head of every 80s wrestling fan forever. That vision is never going to go away. So, I mean, yeah, man, that song is just iconic. Iconic.
It is iconic, man. And if you're a kid who grew up in 80s wrestling and you heard that song, to you, like you said, it was the Macho Man theme song. So when you went to your first graduation and they started playing that, you freaked out. You lost your mind because you didn't know what was going on. You were looking around for Savage. I wonder how many school principals have taken a flying elbow from a graduating high schooler once they got their diploma, because that song makes you want to drop an elbow off the graduation stage for sure. Even the name of the song, it's called Pomp and Circumstance. That's a great name of a song for a man like Randy Savage. I mean, like you said, just iconic. You hear that, and yeah, your finger goes in the air. Your voice gets a little gravelly. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. And you just want to drop that elbow on the. We should do a whole show on just Macho Man impersonations because everybody's got one. Yeah, that's a great song. That's my number three. Beat out just barely by the Ultimate Warrior. But I'm glad you have it in your top two spot, man, because that song deserves to be at the top of everyone's list when you're talking 80s theme songs, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'm 99% sure, 99.999999% sure that we have the same number one. So I say we just end the episode with that song playing. But before we do that, I'd like to talk a little bit more about 80s Wrestling Con real quickly, if I could. And it's on, again, Saturday, October the 26th in Freehold, New Jersey at I Play America. I got an exclusive, Jay, tonight on the show that I haven't announced yet. And I thought that tonight would be a good time to announce it during this episode. At 80s Wrestling Con on October the 26th in Freehold, New Jersey at I Play America, you guys have been enjoying these theme songs all night long. Well, you're going to have an opportunity to sing some of them, because we're going to do 80s wrestling karaoke at 80s Wrestling Con 2, Jay.
80s wrestling karaoke. That is a tremendous idea, Tommy. Get on stage and belt out some of the classic themes that we've been covering tonight. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
I just have one question, Tommy. Will you be performing a song during 80s wrestling karaoke?
I can assure you that I will not be anywhere near that stage singing. My voice absolutely sucks. However, I will be singing backstage, maybe some of that Don't Go Messing with a Country Boy, or He's Just a Common Man, Working Hard with His Hands. Maybe that too, you know?
Dusty Rhodes, I love it. That's a great idea. So how do people get to participate in this? Is it an open field call? Do you have to have tryouts? Is it like American Idol? Are there judges? What is that going to look like? Or is that yet to be determined?
You know what? It was just going to be something as simple as people raising their hand and going up. But I love the idea of American Idol style. Can you imagine a panel of people there judging the performance? I got to see if I can pull that off, man. You might have just gave me a great idea. You call it Wrestling Idol or something like that. 80s Wrestling Idol. I might change it. I might change it from 80s Wrestling Karaoke to 80s Wrestling Idol. I'm going to have to put some thought into that, man. But some of the other cool things we have for 80s Wrestling Con is an 80s Halloween costume contest. It's a couple of days before Halloween. It's on October 26th. So fans can come dressed up as their favorite 80s wrestling superstar. And the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, is going to actually be the host of it. And he's going to pick a winner and give him $100. So can you imagine how cool that is to be able to get $100 from the Million Dollar Man? I mean, people grew up watching him do that. And someone's going to be able to get $100 from an 80s Wrestling Con, too. It's going to be really, really cool.
The only thing I can think of is I hope that he shoves it right in the winner's mouth. That's what I hope happens after he judges the Halloween costume contest there. Because that's a memory.
Yeah.
I mean, and then if it was me, I'd frame that $100 bill and I'd keep it forever. If it was Tommy, he'll sell it at next summer's garage sale along with his wrestling figures.
Oh, that's a low blow, brother. That's a low blow. Yeah, we're also going to be doing an 80s wrestling tag team panel with Demolition and the Killer Bees. They're going to all sit down and talk about 80s tag team wrestling in the WWF. Man, I'm really, really, really excited for this. That's going to be really cool.
That's fantastic. Two iconic tag teams sitting down and talking about tag wrestling, because there is an art to tag team wrestling. And some people would argue that that art has been lost, but those teams had it, and that is going to be a very interesting panel to be listening to those guys answer questions and tell stories from the tag team scene back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, and talking about songs, we're going to actually have the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, performing his hit song, Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield, live on stage at 80s Wrestling Con 2. That's going to be really cool. Remember the last one, Jay, Coco Beware performed Pile Driver at the one back in April. Jimmy Hart's going to perform this one, Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield. I know you're going to be jamming that. I know it's one of your favorites, too.
Dude, that is very cool. You are setting up a precedent here to have live performances at your 80s Wrestling Con shows, and I'm loving it. And Jimmy Hart played a huge role in some of the theme songs from that era of wrestling, too. So if you're digging tonight's show, go to 80s Wrestling Con 2 and talk to Jimmy Hart, and you'll probably get the inside scoop on some of your favorite theme songs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a bunch of other activities we're doing as well. We'll talk more about that on the show in the upcoming weeks and months. But for more information on 80s Wrestling Con, tickets are available now. Head over to 80swrestlingcon.com. That's 80swrestlingcon.com. But the time has come for the ending of the show, and we look forward to talking to everyone next week here on 80s Wrestling Radio. But there's only one way to end this episode, and that's by playing what I think is both our number one songs. And until next week, Jay, I really enjoyed tonight's episode. I think it was my favorite one yet so far, and I hope you did as well. And no further ado, man, let's hear it.
Here we go. See you guys next week. It's time to post.